DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Another mass shooting in California.
This is a devastating tragedy for this community and the families touched by this unspeakable act of violence.
San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus following the shootings at two separate locations in Half Moon Bay outside San Francisco. Both locations were landscaping nurseries. Seven people were killed. The gunman, a 67-year-old named Chun-Li Zhao, later surrendered at the sheriff's office.
Zhao was located in his vehicle in the parking lot of the sheriff's substation here in Half Moon Bay by a sheriff's deputy. Zhao was taken into custody without incident.
Those killings came just a couple of days after another mass shooting in California. 11 people were shot and killed at a dance hall in Monterey Park outside Los Angeles over the weekend. Police are still investigating a motive in that shooting. This is ABC News. It's being called a record settlement over a hazing death. Bowling Green State University agreeing to pay $3 million to the family of a student who died during an event at a frat.
20-year-old Stone Foltz died in March 2021 after attending a Pi Kappa Alpha initiation off campus. A university investigation found the fraternity had a tradition where new members drank or tried to drink an entire bottle of alcohol by themselves. His parents say Foltz finished his bottle of whiskey within 18 minutes. Foltz's fraternity brothers dropped him off at his apartment, where he was eventually found unconscious. Foltz was put on life support. He died 3 days later.
ABC's Andrea Fujii says the family will use the money on a new anti-hazing foundation. Eight former fraternity members were either found guilty or pleaded guilty. More landlords are taking Twitter to court. The social network being sued over unpaid rent at its San Francisco headquarters, as well as offices in London. Justin Finch, ABC News.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Police say they can't explain why it was such an unusually violent weekend in Milwaukee. 18 people were shot between Friday and yesterday morning. Two teenagers died. At least one of the shootings was a triple shooting. Mayor Cavalier Johnson is calling on neighborhood leaders to help calm the violence. Wisconsin lawmakers are thinking of using some of the state's nearly $7 billion budget surplus to help communities with PFAS in their water, known as forever chemicals. One idea is to bolster a program aimed at helping low- and middle-class homeowners with contaminated private wells. In sports, the Bucks beat Detroit last night 150-130. The Badgers lost to Northwestern 66-63. You're listening to Civic Media Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million. Are you an experienced maintenance technician? Do you wish you felt valued at your current position? If you answered yes to both questions, then say yes to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo rarely has maintenance openings. Most employees have been there more than 14 years, but PepsiCo is hiring right now and has three openings for experienced maintenance technicians. As a global top employer 3 years in a row, PepsiCo pays way above average, and you can't beat the benefits. Free continuing education, tuition reimbursement, and an account balance pension plan, legit free money from the company to you. Plus, PepsiCo is committed to reducing the global carbon footprint through a PEP-positive corporate responsibility program. You're invited to the PepsiCo Job Fair on Wednesday, February 1st from 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5, at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Find more information at PepsiCoJobs.com or call 1-800-236-3720.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
You know, it's a little cold, right? But not really, considering it's almost the end of January, right, man?
Yeah, this winter's been amazing, honestly.
Yeah, man. I keep trying to get people to understand we are on a record pace right now in Wisconsin and city of Milwaukee, probably across the Midwest, with the warmest January on record. Now, I can tell you this, that Mother Nature doesn't make any mistakes. She'll follow up with the coldest February and March on record, because we're not going to get away. But we just got to be thankful, man, just for, you know, where we are now. No snow. And only Christmas time was the only time that it was freezing. So it's amazing. I'm going to keep on talking about it, even though it's unusual. But we'll take it. Anyway, I want to introduce my guest, dear brother, Reverend Eugene Carson. He's a former pastor of Mount Olive Gospel Church in Queens, New York. He's also served as the director of Christian education. He's designed and taught a financial literacy improvements program at churches in Brooklyn and Queens. He also taught classes such as faith and finances in the Bible and business. I want to say to you, good morning to you, dear brother. Thank you for appearing on the Earl Ingram Show.
It's an honor to be on this show with you. Good morning to you and to your listening audience. A real privilege to be with you this morning.
You know, dear brother, we've had conversations over the years, you know, addressing with a fellow comrade, Brother Bob Law, who is a legend across, you know,
absolutely,
Black America, for those of us who've been around a while, and especially, you know, for a guy like me who is kind of following in his shoes with an opportunity to do radio, you know. But Bob, I've learned so much from him over the years, not just about radio, but about life, about leadership. And he's brought all of us together many times as he has dedicated his life to working and fighting for people who are marginalized, right?
Sure.
But I wanted talk about our conversation, man, and it's about financial literacy. And I mm-hmm. can tell you, well, I'll ask you, because I don't understand. As critically important as financial literacy is in a capitalistic society, why isn't it taught to every child, you know, the way you teach math? Why isn't it, you know, co-taught at the same time you're teaching math? At a certain point, teach people about financial literacy, children.
Absolutely. That's a great point. And I want to just double back for a second, where, as you mentioned, the impact and the influence of Mr. Bob Law. I think it's safe to say, you know, in a real sense, we are both have been discipled, you know, by him. And it's imperative to give back and to move forward in that same vein as well. Also, as you mentioned, just, you know, before you brought me on, when you mentioned the weather, you look at the weather and how a mild January we have had. But then you said something that was real profound, and you mentioned that Mother Nature doesn't make a mistake. We're going to pay for it probably in February and March. I think right now, as you just mentioned, why this is not being taught in schools of children, I think just as well, we're going to reap what we're sowing in terms of debt and crime. I think it's a sad oversight not to make that connection, to not teach children now. There's an adage that says, he who fails to plan, plans to fail. And to not equip and to teach and instill sound financial principles in children when they are teachable, you're setting them up to be consumers beyond recognition. And when you're a consumer beyond recognition, you will do any and everything. You will unfortunately, in terms of this, in the adage of Malcolm X, you will acquire things by any means necessary. You will rob, steal, kill. You will go into debt. You will put your family in financial jeopardy. You will do so many horrendous things to yourself and to your community because you do not know any better. So the Bible says people suffer for lack of knowledge.
So we live in a capitalistic society, and part of the curse of a capitalistic society, correct me if I'm wrong, is that there have to be people that are going to be preyed on in order for the capitalistic society to thrive. And so you see, you see in this capitalistic society where it says, you know, read the small print, you know, on things. And so I've always said, read the small print. Why should there be small print? I mean, people trust and believe in our government. They believe in the systems, and they don't believe that there are people who will take advantage of people who don't know any better. How in a system like ours that is supposedly founded under the Judeo-Christian ethic allows predatory acts to go on? And if you don't know, you know, Pastor, if you, Reverend, if you don't know about these predatory acts and you don't know the value of money and how it can be manipulated, you wind up like the majority of the American people being taken advantage of.
Yeah, it's a financial pandemic in America, if the truth be told. And you're absolutely right. You would think and hope with everything you just said that the leadership in the oversight committees and the consumer advocates, that there would be some better protections in place. But it goes back to lack of knowledge. The definition of insanity is to do the same thing and expect a different result. The sad reality, and I'm glad to be able to come onto the show in the month of January because of two phenomena that take place around the beginning of the year. There are two things commonly known as New Year's resolutions. And I want to touch on that for just a moment to get to your point. And the highest resolutions are to, one, to get out of debt and to lose weight. And they may, you know, the order may fluctuate between individuals. One may want to lose weight more than they want to get out of debt. But those are the top two. However, the studies show that it takes at least 18 days of behavior, consistent behavior, to create a new habit. Most New Year's resolutions are broken and abandoned after, at the most, 14 days. So this being the 24th of January, we see that most people are back in the same predicament, in the same mode of operation that they've been in for years, and it's only January 24th.
What have you been doing, watching me?
Well, it's interesting you said that because, and I was trying to tie it all in, and you know, I'm a pastor, so I can talk. But the mechanisms and the technology, and you touched on it, is so great with these algorithms and these websites and these platforms that they are literally trying to orchestrate the best way to separate the consumer from his money. They're trying to make that divorce happen as quick as possible and trying to even let you know what you want before you want it. And so the drive and the incentive, and as you touched on that so-called that curse of capitalism, is really at the demise of the American public. The average American family has over $137,000 of debt, of consumer debt. The average American, sure, and it's worth repeating as well. The average American family has over $137,000 worth of consumer debt. In the last quarter of 2022, there was a study in New York here, for example, that said that people making over $100,000 were spending over 30% more than what they made. People making over $50,000 were spending over 20% over what they made. So they already have their shovel in their hand and are digging their own financial grave when you get to the point where you are consistently spending more than what you make. And that's where financial literacy has to come in. And as you so very well stated, it needs to be taught beginning at the cradle.
You know, Reverend, it's so beyond frustrating that in our communities, especially, it's not being taught. In the broader community, it probably is being taught even more, and more so than in ours. And yet you look inside of our communities and we see what took place in 2008. The only thing that we had that gave us any wealth was our homes, and a large percentage of us lost our homes in 2008 with the crash, the mortgage crash. And so we didn't have anything to fall back on, and so our communities are poorer than they were 40, 50 years ago.
Yeah, and that slippery slope is getting worse. It's actually, again, as I mentioned, the pandemic, we're even losing more now after the mortgage crisis, and again, most recently with the COVID pandemic.
Yeah, so, Reverend, I got to get you to hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. My guest is Reverend Eugene Carson out of New York, talking about financial literacy. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media Network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies today, with daytime highs approaching 32. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 24. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Snow likely. Daytime highs approaching 30. About an inch of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 30.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
On FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is my good friend, Reverend Eugene Carson. He is the director of Christian, served as the director of Christian education. He has designed and taught a financial literacy improvement program at churches in Brooklyn and Queens. He's also taught classes such as faith and finance and the Bible and business. You know, brother, this is a bigger problem than just in our communities, but it clearly is a death knell for our communities because the fact that we have never had a chance to build generational wealth as a community. But if you look at the overall prospects of the American people, and I think you stated it really well early on, people in this country, for the most part, have been set up to be consumers. And so the nation is able to manipulate the population. Can you imagine, brother, all of the people who are now Social Security age, who all they have is Social Security? Many have worked their entire lives, have not been able, they've done what people have asked them to do. They've worked on jobs that have not allowed them to make enough money to put away money and to learn any of those things. They can just barely make it from week to week, and they spent their whole lives doing that, and now they're out of working age, and the sheer numbers of them are going to dwarf the economy, and this nation is not where it is now. It's where it's headed economically, that our grandchildren and children are going to have to try to deal with. All these people who are aging towards the ends of their lives with no money.
It doesn't, again, going back to the weather analogy that you stated, I don't know if you realize how pathetic that was. The forecast does not look good. It's dark and grim, and the storm is coming. And that's why what we're calling for now is what we're calling as labeling as economic self-defense. Economic self-defense for the reasons you just stated and many more. The condition, as you mentioned, with the elderly, with the seniors, those the Social Security age, if Social Security survives, it's still not going to provide enough funds to keep up with inflation, just mere inflation alone, much less any type of health crisis or any other type of financial predicament that occurs. Many Americans, most Americans, don't have at least $500 for an unexpected emergency, and many could not survive if they miss one paycheck, just missing one paycheck. So in terms of economic self-defense, we're saying just like they teach you in self-defense classes that you protect yourself and use whatever you have at your disposal. Well, in economic self-defense, your keys or your cash and your mace is your money. In terms of you have to double down and make some drastic changes and going to the resolution, the new year, this time of the year with the resolutions, we're saying no, there's no need for New Year's resolutions do not work. In this predicament, the situation is so dire that we do not need to be making New Year's resolutions. We need to be making a New Year's revolution. This needs to be a revolution where we turn some things around, shake some things up, break some things up in terms of breaking some bad habits and put some new things in place that are going to put us on the trajectory to not only get out of debt, but the ultimate goal, as you pointed out, the ultimate goal is to prepare for retirement and to have wealth that you can transfer to the next generation, generational wealth, not generational debt. A GoFundMe page is not life insurance. It's not how you handle your final estate with a GoFundMe page, which many people in our community are doing, and that's just something that shouldn't be. So again, we're looking at this thing from a defensive point of view, which has never been done, and we're saying because of all these indicators, it needs to be looked at in such a way that we're calling it economic self-defense.
You know, I love the verbiage, and the reason that it is apropos, dear brother, is because it almost at times appears that people are offering you something for nothing. And so you get a credit card that says 0% interest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you don't understand, at the end of that, in that small print I was telling you about, the in the big print is 0% interest. But who wouldn't want to get a credit card that allows you 0% interest? But then when you go down in that small print, it, at some point in time, the interest rate can jump up to 30%.
But yeah, that's a little-known secret in that, in terms of people don't read the fine print, as you mentioned. But another little diabolical aspect of it is they even have in the fine print that if you miss a payment on another credit card, if it gets reported in your credit report that you've missed a payment someplace else, other than them as your lender in question, that they will raise your interest rate as well. And then it goes from interest rates now, it's beyond higher than loan shark rates. Interest rates now are above 25% on average, some even in 30%. I hear the music.
Yeah, yeah. You know, hey, listen, man, I'm loving the conversation. 844-967-2789. Reverend Eugene Carson from New York is on the line. We're talking about financial literacy. You too can join us at 844-967-2789. And Jackie Wilson is in the back talking about higher.
Fox Valley regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Another mass shooting in California.
This is a devastating tragedy for this community and the families touched by this unspeakable act of violence.
San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus following the shootings at two separate locations in Half Moon Bay outside San Francisco. Both locations were landscaping nurseries. Seven people were killed. The gunman, a 67-year-old named Chun-Li Zhao, later surrendered at the sheriff's office.
Zhao was located in his vehicle in the parking lot of the sheriff's substation here in Half Moon Bay by a sheriff's deputy. Zhao was taken into custody without incident.
Those killings came just a couple of days after another mass shooting in California. 11 people were shot and killed at a dance hall in Monterey Park outside Los Angeles over the weekend. Police are still investigating a motive in that shooting. This is ABC News.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Police say they can't explain why it was such an unusually violent weekend in Milwaukee. 18 people were shot between Friday and yesterday morning. Two teenagers died. At least one of the shootings was a triple shooting. Mayor Cavalier Johnson is calling on neighborhood leaders to help calm the violence. Wisconsin lawmakers are thinking of using some of the state's nearly $7 billion budget surplus to help communities with PFAS in their water, known as forever chemicals. One idea is to bolster a program aimed at helping low and middle-class homeowners with contaminated private wells. In sports, the Bucks beat Detroit last night 150-130. The Badgers lost to Northwestern 66-63. You're listening to Civic Media Fox Valley.
What are the governor's priorities for Wisconsin? Tony Evers will lay out his second-term plans during his State of the State address January 24th. You can hear it live on your local Civic Media radio station. Will abortion rights, Medicaid expansion, and legalizing marijuana be the top issues? Your favorite hosts also provide insight by breaking down the governor's address. The State of the State address live Tuesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
They say they'll get your biggest tax refund. Jackson Hewitt says your biggest tax refund guaranteed and a chance to double your tax refund. Thousands in weekly prizes during the Double Your Refund sweepstakes. Your biggest refund times two, twice the money. So forget about them. File your taxes on the double at Jackson Hewitt today. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to U.S. residents 18 or older who file a 2022 federal tax return. Promotion ends 4/2/23. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for rules.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Reverend Eugene Carson, and he is a financial literacy, created a financial literacy program that is that he's teaching to churches and across, Brooklyn and Queens. And, Reverend, we were talking earlier about all these different things in financial literacy. So how do you begin to go about teaching this to, mm-hmm. is it always easier to do it with the young than it is with those of us dusty old guys like me?
No, I would say it varies depending on the individual. And there's a Chinese proverb that says when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So it depends on, that means simply that the teacher could always have been there, be around, and be accessible. But if the person was not ready, they're not at the point where they were ready to accept help or accept the fact that they have a problem, then they're not teachable. So it depends on how teachable where the individual is in their financial journey. Some young people want to and recognize the need and the benefit of getting started early on a good financial habits, and some want to live it up, and they call it run it up and eat, drink, and be merry, you know. And some older people, likewise, you know, they have the mindset, well, I'm gonna die soon, so I might as well, you know, have mine here. So it varies, depends on where the individual is, but the best way we found to start any type of financial literacy improvement is to begin with small steps. And one step that has a huge impact and has always proved to be an eye-opener is we do a simple thing as have each individual keep a receipt for every purchase they make for 30 days.
Uh-oh.
you have to have a receipt, whether it's a paper receipt, a credit card statement receipt, or online. You have to, and no matter what it is, you buy a wad of gum, we want a receipt. And the reason is most people have no idea where their money is going and how much money they spend on frivolous things. When they wonder why it appears like they open the window and put their money right by the window, is that they have no idea of these nickel and dime transactions, which are nickel and dimes anymore, but how much they add up. So a little thing such as that has always been an eye opener. To have them keep receipts,
you know,
then we move on from there.
You, mm-hmm. you know, Reverend, debit cards that mm-hmm. we basically all have now make it so easy to make purchases, and you don't sometimes even know. I'm talking about myself. I'm somewhere and I pull out my debit card because we're not using cash. And so you buy more things, I think, because of this debit card. I don't know if it's just me, but it makes it easier for me to purchase things that I probably don't even need because I have this debit card. And you just, you're striping the card nonstop. I think if I was handling cash more, I probably wouldn't be so quick to spend the cash as I am with the debit card. It's almost as if it's not money. I mean, am I wrong?
That's a good point. Yeah, yeah. No, you're 100% right. I just want to pause and just say thank you again for having me on the air, but not so much having me on the air, but having this conversation on the air. Because the shame, the stigma, the stress, many people are in the predicament that you just stated. And I'm thankful that you're being transparent enough to share openly, even to your audience, your habits and the way, you know, the situation occurs with you. Because that's exactly what it is, that ease of convenience, as you mentioned, with the debit card. And now, of course, you have where you just tap it. You don't have to swipe it. You tap it. And then they have now where you just hold up your phone.
Yes.
And, of course, never mind now online shopping where you just point and click.
Oh.
And next thing it's at your door.
Oh.
So the thing, again, this you know, monstrosity of ease, of convenience, the convenience has turned into a pitfall, a hole, and people are actually trapped in what's supposed to have been a convenience. And as you said, it's been proven, even the credit card industry and American Bankers Association, that was their little creation, their little Frankenstein, is to make it easier for you to separate you from your money. And even, you know, going back to the small print, as you mentioned, the 0% interest and the debit card, the credit card with the point and click, all those things have been designed. It's not an accident.
So we began by, again, the receipts, right? Those receipts over 30 days. You know, maybe looking at the statements on the debit cards. And so let's say, okay, so I've done that. I've gathered all of my receipts for the month of January, which will be an embarrassment. And then what?
Good question. Yeah, the second thing once you get the receipts, but just doubling back with the that's done and jointly with the receipts, is we encourage everyone, it's a 72-hour rule. We encourage everyone for 30 days to pay cash. And if you don't pay cash, to wait 72 hours before you make the purchase that you would use your credit card for. Debit card, we allow them to treat that as cash. If they use their debit card, that's fine. But if they use the credit, we discourage them from using the credit card for 30 days to see, so for them to understand and see where they are with their cash reserve. And the 72-hour pause period is for them to think about whether they really need it enough to use a credit card. And lastly, in that area, is to not buy anything for 30 days that you can't pay off immediately when the bill comes. Not paid off in installments, but that you cannot pay off immediately when the bill comes. With the receipts, after they've kept the receipt for 30 days, then we have them categorize the receipts. We put them in categories such as business, entertainment, household necessity, unknown, because some of them don't even know what the receipt was for. You know, they look at it, can't even remember what it was. You know, sometimes the receipt may get faded or whatever the case may be. But we have them categorize the receipts, and then we have them total the receipts for that category. So now they begin, many people have never thought about and don't know how to set up a budget.
True.
Once we now begin to peel the onion back, and we're getting these receipts, we're seeing what their typical financial behavior is in any given month. We're not asking them to change anything. This is what you would normally do. These are the places you would normally go. But now we're asking you to now just to be more conscious of your spending and your daily pattern. And then we're going to take a look at it and let the mirror speak for itself. Once we begin to categorize these, and you've got the discipline where you've kept the receipt, which is amazing. You've kept the receipts for 30 days. Now you categorize your receipts. Now you total your receipts, and now you look at the picture and you see exactly where your money is. And then you compare that to how much money you brought in after taxes, your net pay for that month. And now you're beginning to see the picture unfold.
So
people see that they have $500 in eating out and had no idea. If you would ask them prior to the experiment, they would say, oh, we spent about maybe $50 to $100 eating out a month. And it's much more. It's always more than what they thought.
So no matter where you are in our age and the years we've lived, we all can still learn from this, right? You know,
absolutely.
You know, we can start making those changes in our lives at any stage in our life that will improve our standard. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can make it at any stage. It's good to commit oneself to be a lifelong learner.
Right.
To learn not just about money, but just to be a lifelong learner. It keeps you your mind sharp. It keeps you functional, relevant, and just gives you motivation, to move forward, to press forward. With something, however, as important as finances, with the condition as dire as you have laid it out, as eloquently as you have laid it out, with Social Security, with incomes not keeping up with inflation, the people actually making less now proportionately than what they made 40 years ago with housing and what they call shrink. There's something called shrinkflation. Shrinkflation is where you are now either paying the same thing or more, and they've actually made the product smaller.
Yes.
And you and they try to make it where you don't even know. You know, the donuts are smaller.
Reverend, man, I talked about this on the air last week. You go into mm-hmm. the grocery store and you pick up a box of something that costs more when it was almost 1.5 times larger. And they've done this and they've done this and the consumer sees it and knows it. And now that box that used to be able to feed 3 or 4 people now can only feed 2. And it costs more than it did when it could feed the 3 or 4. You're the first person who I heard say something about that. Shrinkflation.
Yeah, and again, the shrinkflation is what it's called, And so to your point with the learning, it's critical. One would be foolish not to learn to improve their finances, if not for themselves, for their family, for those that depend on them, for financial support, and for those next generations. But it's imperative now. You can't afford to be financially foolish and survive in this economy, in this marketplace, in this landscape.
Hold on, Reverend. Let's do this. Tom, quickly from L.A. Quickly, Tom, go ahead.
Thank you, Reverend. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, Reverend, I've got a question for you because we've done this experiment where $16,000 goes basically to our health care each year, $16,000 goes to the mortgage, $16,000 goes to taxes, $16,000 goes for child care or daycare. You know, you can see why it is that people are in living off their credit cards or why they're living off of their because that's not even including food or anything like that. So I guess what I'm wondering is that what is the solution behind the fact that we're already at $64,000 when the average person, you know, doesn't even make that in a two household, family.
Bringing that up.
Go ahead.
Yeah. The sad reality is it's a mathematical situation. You have to either A, you have to reduce your expenses, or B, or maybe A and B, reduce your expenses and increase your income. Many people have been forced in this marketplace to it's a gig or hustle economy, whereas they cannot survive. With their primary source of income, they've been forced to take on a side job or to begin to sell things online and the online marketplace. So it's a twofold situation. But the good thing is, it sounds like this caller has begun to recognize and to appropriate the funding necessary and has a budget to see where their money is going. That's the first thing that we advocate with financial literacy. Beyond that, you may need to consider professional financial counseling.
All right, so Tom, thank you very much for the call. Reverend, hang on. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 32. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, lows level off around 24. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Snow likely, daytime highs approaching 30. About an inch of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 30.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
WAUKradio.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You know, on the line, Reverend Eugene Carson, who is a financial literacy specialist. You know, dear brother, this is moving so fast that we have not even begun to scratch the surface. So I've got to invite you back. We'll see what schedules look like next week because this is such an important subject. We were talking about, once you realize you have these issues, you've given us some brief outlines on how to begin to see and paint a picture of what is really happening to us. We have to first do that before we can recognize that we have to make these changes?
Absolutely. That's always... back in the 90s, before I started pastoring, early 90s, I was a lifestyle and weight management consultant and a personal trainer, and actually helping people lose weight, get in shape, but also to adjust habits in their lifestyle. Because just with money, it's the same thing with finances as it is with most people with their physical health, is that they haven't, until they've gotten to the point where they recognize and are ready to make a change, then the change does not occur. So the first thing is, by far, is to admit that there is a need to make a drastic change. And that's why, again, we're calling it, to look at it from a New Year's perspective, as a New Year's revolution and not a resolution. I'd like to, if I can.
Go ahead.
I'd like to, if I can, if I can leave my email address. And if anyone wants more information about FLIP, the Financial Literacy Improvement Program.
So, yeah, let me say this. I'll give you a chance to do that at the end, I promise you. This sounds so familiar and similar to almost the same thing that people with addictions have to do. It's similar from the perspective of admitting that you have this problem is the beginning of it.
Sure. That's exactly what it is, Earl, is admitting that there's a problem. Again, the definition of insanity is to continue to do the same thing, but to expect a different result. And just in terms of leaving the audience with some things that they can do right now, and I would like to hear next week or whenever we connect again, if anyone that has actually done these things, and I appreciate the caller that called in. But there's two things I'd like to leave everyone with. One is, I want everyone to call their credit card companies, to get on the phone, call their credit card companies, and simply ask for a reduced interest rate.
Really?
Many people have no idea. Yes. Many people have no idea that you can make a phone call and simply ask for a reduced interest rate, APR, and on the same phone call, I want them to ask for a credit line increase. And I'll explain that the next time we come on, the benefit of that. But itself is obvious the benefit of the reduced interest rate. But well, let me get on the phone, all listeners.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, I want all the listeners, the Bible says those have an ear to hear, let them hear. For those that are ready, and I'll just say this, there's no accident. If you're listening to this broadcast today, it's not an accident that you're listening and we are connected together. These things are not a coincidence. So anyone, and I know that you are listening, that you have this problem, you're in a financial dilemma, you need to take the steps we just mentioned. At the end of the broadcast, when we give out the information, you need to be in contact. But you need to admit to yourself, and this is a beautiful, non-intimidating forum, platform for you to do an introspection right now, wherever you are, if you're in your car, if you're at work, if you're at home, to just look at the person in the mirror and just ask yourself, are you ready to make a change?
So
if you are ready to make a change, your resources are available to help you change.
So Reverend, why the increase in credit limit? Because they offer that all the time. Why? Why would you accept that?
The increase in credit limit, when we get into the understanding of how the credit system works and the credit score, your FICO score, once a person becomes on their journey to financial literacy and financial independence, is the calculation that's used, one of the credit score pie. I call it the credit score pie. One of the biggest parts of the credit score pie, in terms of the parts that make up your credit score. There are five parts that make up the credit score. The one of the largest pieces of that pie is how much debt you have, your debt to your credit in proportion to your credit limit. So the increased credit limit, and this is only helpful if you don't then use the credit limit. Don't use the increased credit limit. Don't shoot yourself in the foot. So let me clarify. When you ask for the increased credit limit, you are going to deliberately not use that increased limit because that's going to help your credit score. You're going to now have lower debt-to-credit ratio.
Yeah.
And that is something anyone can do, and it begins to increase your credit rating and your credit score.
So,
in and of itself, can open doors.
Because we are so close to the time, what is the site or where people can reach you?
Yes, well, they can email me. They can simply in the subject line put "I need help." That's what we're just asking people to do. We want to work with people that are at that point. So email me at wealthbuilder316@gmail.com. Wealthbuilder, the number 3, the number 1, the number 6 at gmail.com. Wealthbuilder316@gmail.com. And again, in the subject line, just put "I need help." And then leave your information, or even if you want to remain anonymous, you can put down your situation, what you're looking to do, and we'll be happy
to help. Because we got to go, but I'll be reaching out to you after the show because I think the segment is unbelievable and something that we should be repeating. So, man, I really enjoyed having the dialogue and conversation. It's as impactful as anything that we do here on the Earl Ingram Show. Tell the wife and children I said hello, and we'll talk soon.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks again, and keep up the good work. Even with the program you're doing, the Voices of the Elders, that's all connected to making a change and just making the world a better place. So keep up the good work. It was an honor and a privilege to be on the air with you and to speak to the audience.
Look, really, really loved it. We've got to take a short respite, and when we come back, we'll continue the conversation. That's Reverend Eugene Carson. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789 is the number.
What are the governor's priorities for Wisconsin? Tony Evers will lay out his second-term plans during his State of the State address January 24th. You can hear it live on your local civic media radio station. Will abortion rights, Medicaid expansion, and legalizing marijuana be the top issues? Your favorite hosts also provide insight by breaking down the governor's address. The State of the State address live Tuesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. here on your local civic media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.